Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Next month, May, is Mental Health Awareness Month. But we can talk about mental health all the time, particularly centering it on families of color. I am so honored to talk to Kelly Richardson Lawson, who created the Sunrise Project, a space for parents who have children struggling with mental illness and addiction. How you doing, Kelly?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Doing wonderful. First of all, I just want to applaud you on this project and podcast. Very necessary subject matter. First, I know that it started from a situation with your son. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Sure. So I started the Sunrise Project really in honor of my 19-year-old son, my eldest beautiful, beautiful mind, young man named Kyle. And Kyle started exhibiting signs that I did not notice, I did not recognize, I didn't understand, and quite honestly didn't listen to him when he started sharing things about wanting to leave the sport that he loved. He wanted to quit swimming, he wanted to, you know, do different things, and we didn't listen. And so he unfortunately tried to commit suicide twice, and severe depression and anxiety and a host of things. And again, my husband and I, you know, typical black parents, were like, boy, you need to get up and go, you know. And so we didn't pay attention. We didn't watch. So didn't understand. When he tried to commit suicide those two times, it really threw our whole world into a loop. And praise God, he was not successful. And yet we embarked on this journey of understanding and of acknowledging the situation and really learning to adapt our behavior. So, it was started based on my son. And the journey for us as parents, as black parents specifically, and the need to really, really help other parents, ideally not undergo what we went through on this past three-year journey. So that's why it was started, with the intention of helping other black parents know that they're not alone and also learn some tools of how to change our own behavior so we can help our children.
Yes, appreciate that transparency. Like you said, the black family, you know, it's, you know, whatever happened in this house, stay in this house, you know, pray about it.
Correct.
And, you know, and it's a general statement, but a lot of black families can relate to that. So having the opportunity to talk about noticing signs in our kids, not brushing it off like you just a moody teen, ain't no wrong with you, you too blessed to be depressed. That's why I can appreciate that, you know, Kelly. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So people can get information on the Sunrise Project and check out your podcast on Oprah Network. Such great information. But Kelly, before we wrap up, I wish I had longer to talk to you. I'm going to have to get with you a little bit later, sis.
I would love to.
Yes. You also do Sunday morning calls to help people, too.
We do. Every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern, we open up a safe space for people, parents, and others, any caregiver, to come and join our village where we have weekly conversations on a variety of topics. Whether it's mental health, whether or not it's recognizing signs of different situations. And so we invite people to join us. You simply register at thesunriseproject.com, and it's S-O-N for sun. So thesunriseproject.com, you register and you'll get a weekly email with how to join.
Go to thesunriseproject.com, a space for parents with children struggling with mental wellness and addiction. Thank you so much, Kelly, for creating this safe space, sis.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.